Kevin Perger's Themed Alternative presents The Societies, Preface, Introduction, and Gameplay. Hi everyone, my name is Kevin Perger, and I'm the creator of Themed Alternative and The Societies. I wanted to come in and preface what this is before you experience it. The Societies is part audio drama, part podcast, part role-playing game, part comic, and that barely begins to cover it. If you don't know anything about D&D or role-playing games, don't worry, we don't go that deep. Here's everything you need to know in about 20 seconds. In a role-playing game, players portray characters, and the players roll dice to have their characters complete actions. The higher they roll, the better chance their character has of successfully completing an action. While D&D draws inspiration from myths and legends, the Societies draws inspiration from the lore of theme parks. I will be the game master, or if we're looking at this as an audio drama, the narrator, and I have created a world in my head. And I have populated that world with characters created specifically for Disney, Universal, Cedar Fair, and other theme parks. Our main characters might find themselves surrounded by the Pirates of the Pirates of the Caribbean, or haunted by the ghosts of the Haunted Mansion. If you don't want to know anything about how the game itself works, that's absolutely fine, and I promise you, you won't be lost. You can follow this along just like an audio drama narrative story, and if you're that type of person, go ahead and skip to the first episode. Also, before you go, I should mention that this episode was originally recorded in January 2019. Just as an aside. If you're still around and want to know how the game works, then I should also preface this by saying if you love role-playing games or RPG podcasts, this is not that completely. The focus here is on the narrative, not the gameplay. I know the gameplay in a role-playing game is just the means to an end of the story, but in this game, it is just one of the means. We also have artwork with a few simple animations, sound effects, an original score, guest actors. On top of this, we are using a system I have created myself. And I've tried to make it as simple as possible, as our players have little to no experience with RPGs. So with that out of the way, let's get on to a little bit of how this game works, the characters, and their skills and abilities. Also, as I said, this was originally recorded in January of 2019, so get ready for my audio quality to get slightly worse. And...
So I should list the lineup, right? We have Rob plays, as I mentioned. We have Alicia Stella from Theme Park Stop. Alicia, thank you for agreeing to this.
I'm excited, I think.
You better be. it's going to be fun. And then Dan of Disney Dan.
That's me.
And so the story itself is based off of characters that were created for theme park attractions. And they exist in the world. So we're not going to be, you know, I'm not going to drop these three into a theme park. It's a world that exists with all these characters from theme park rides and attractions. And it's not just Disney. It's Universal. And it's, you know, all Cedar Point, Kings Island. I pulled from all of the manufactured lore from all of these parks, combined it, remixed it, and made the story out of it. So I hope everyone listening really likes it. And I hope you three enjoy your time.
Only if the old dancing man from the Six Flags commercials makes
an appearance. Every time you long rest, you will see that on a 6-hour loop. So if you ever decide, if you ever sleep in the in game, yes. Yeah. So rest assured that you will not be resting assured. Real quick, before we get started, we're going to kind of go through this character sheet so everyone listening at home can understand it. We are going to be releasing some of these materials bit by bit. So if you are really interested in the way this works, but each character has a character name, they have a class, they have a soul type, a personality, and an alignment. And so the class can range. I think today I created all these ranges, but Dan, what is your class?
My class is doctor.
So Dan's a doctor. Rob?
I'm an adventurer.
Alicia?
I am a pilot.
And so with these affected their main traits and or their ability to do things within the game. So I have, in D&D, there are six of these. I condense them, which are strength, agility, will, cognition, and charm. And then the skills of athletics, intimidation, sleight of hand, stealth, perception, survival, animal handling, medicine, deception, and persuasion. So essentially, whenever we're playing the game and they need to do something in which one of these abilities or skills are necessary, they either have an advantage or a disadvantage when they roll. So a very simple explanation of this would be if they're trying to persuade someone to open a door for them, and someone has +5 persuasion and they roll a 10, that would actually be a roll of a 15. And depending on how high or low they rolled depends on the success of that action. I'm not going to spend this entire kind of preface explaining how all tabletops work, but that's basically the gist. They also have a soul type, which is either Their energy comes from their head, their heart, or their hands. Dan, your heart, right?
Chip is thinks with the heart. Yep.
Yes. And sorry, you can say your character name now.
Yep. That's what I just said. I'm Chip. Chip Whittlesley.
Yes. Okay. And Rob, character name and PhD. Yes. I was waiting for that. That's why I paused. I was like, he's going to say it right when I move on.
That wasn't intentional. I literally was like, oh, I should say that. Oh, I forgot to say it. Oh, okay. I'm going to say it.
Rob.
I am Herbert Lister, the one and only. And I think with my hands, I guess.
You think with your hands.
My energy comes from my hands, is what
right.
I should
say. Right. So you like to do tinkering and manual labor stuff, and you're very skilled with your hands. Alicia, what is your character name and soul type?
I am Clara Barnesworth. I am worth a barn, I assume. And I think with my head, which is more usual for people, I think, to think with.
Sure. Which is actually perfect for your character because you think with your head and you think it's weird that other people don't think with their head, especially Rob, who thinks with his hands. But again, it's more where your energy comes from. And this will come into play later in the game. Personality types. These can range from confrontational, neutral, or recluse. And Dan's your recluse. Rob, you're confrontational. And Alicia, you're neutral. And so basically what this does is it determines weapon proficiency, and it also helps them build their characters. So what weapons proficiency is in this case is if you're confrontational, you like melee hand combat. So swords. If you're neutral, you can kind of sit back but still be engaged in combat. So guns or bows. And Dan, who is our doctor and our recluse, is what are your weapons, Dan?
I have a dagger, and I also am proficient in poison.
Ooh. That's great. You have poison with you.
At all times.
At the hip.
I'm certainly an interesting doctor.
And then alignment is completely for them. And that's, if you've ever been in the meme-verse, or you've actually played a role-playing game before, this is just the typical alignment, whether it be a true neutral, neutral, a chaotic neutral, chaotic good, chaotic evil, lawful neutral, lawful good. And this is basically just saying, like, well, where do your allegiances lie as far as morals go? And it just helps them build their characters. And also helps characters determine who they are in the game. So with all that, I know that's a lot. The last thing I'm going to say is this does work different in Dungeons & Dragons and other tabletop games. You level up, and that's how you increase skills. Because this is more of a linear story and not really a free world, they are going to be able to like work within the story. And if they decide to just go off on their own adventure, then I guess I have to deal with that. Please don't do that completely.
What's
so for instance, Chip Whittlesley leaves no door undone open.
I would like to go through the drawers.
So what that would actually look like in game is if there's a dragon like above hovering above you, and clearly I want you to like engage in combat with the dragon, and you're like, no, I think I'm gonna just go home and just not do anything for a while. I'm just you're gonna long rest for how many weeks? So essentially, we also have a few special items that this came with their class or special abilities. So, Dan, what are your special abilities as a doctor?
Well, I can heal wounds once per turn, and I also have the ability to detect poison.
And you know what poison looks and tastes like.
Right.
Rob, what are your special abilities as an explorer?
As an adventurer, my ability...
Oh, sorry.
If I'm trying to punch somebody to knock them out, I have a natural advantage. And then I also can woo people, but only people who are attracted to me. It gives me an advantage to my charm rolls.
But I think I made sure you made a note that you know when they're attracted to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I apparently have. That's a good sense that Herbert has.
So I guess that could be a third special ability, but not really usable unless you're going to take the James Bond approach, which I do not recommend because I really don't want to play all those scenarios out with you as the other party involved in whatever that would look like.
Herbie the love adventurer.
And I also get out a cigarette. And Alicia, what are your special abilities as a pilot?
As a pilot, I can pilot anything that can be piloted, and also can make fire.
That's awesome because you're very good at survival. Dan, what's in your equipment?
Well, in addition to the poisons I keep handy with me at all times in my doctor bag, I also have a fine selections of herbs and oils. And not the kinds of herbs and oils you use to dip bread in, but instead the kind that you use to increase your charisma.
Ah, so you, if you were to use these oils in a situation where persuasion would be helpful, or deception, I guess, it would give you some sort of advantage.
Yes, but I have to come prepared. I cannot do it in front of the person I'm trying to persuade.
The way we explained this to Dan was you cannot, like, if you're like, hey, can you, like, can I get a room
not
in this
agreeing
hotel?
With me, eh? Hold on one second.
Yeah. Can I get a room in this hotel? No. Okay. How about now? Unscrews bottle and starts dowsing himself.
Puts a little CK1 on his neck.
And Rob, what's in your equipment?
Sword. Herbert's a simple man.
Oh, that's all you have, eh? That's you also have rope, though.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't see that. I have rope that I can swing from anything, but just anything that could hold my weight.
And it's Alicia, what's whip. In your equipment? It's not a whip. It's just rope.
I have a wrench.
And great. So you can fix things.
Yeah, I have an advantage on fixing things.
Fantastic. So with that, so we have Alicia playing as Clara Barnsworth, Rob playing as Herbert or Herbie Lister, and Dan is Dr. Chip Whittlesley, PhD.
The second.
No,
I'm the father, original.
The original.
I'm the original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because if you haven't caught on, the name of this podcast, or the name of the story more accurately, is called The Societies, because the Society of Explorers and Adventurers are involved. So with that, as I said earlier, there will be characters from your favorite Disney attractions, from your favorite Universal attractions, from other places, other parks throughout the United States and the world will show up as either as monsters or beasts or people in the world or settings. This is a ground rule that we're going to set now that you are not allowed to use the knowledge you all three have of theme parks to your advantage within the game.
Right.
So let's say that you, for some reason, end up in Pirate World, and you know that Red is the biggest, boldest pirate, and you see a redheaded pirate, and you're like, that's Red. I know this and this and this about her. No, you don't. You're a player. You have no idea. So that's going to be might be the hardest thing, is when characters that you know, and that's probably even a bad example, because some of these characters you'll hear and you'll be introduced to at some point. You'll be like, oh my gosh, it's this person, and you just have to contain yourself and stay in character. So with that, does anybody have any questions before we get started? I know, like, everyone listening is like, I have 1,000, but don't worry. We're going to go real. This is start slow on purpose. And by the end, you'll hopefully be playing with this, your own character sheet that we give you. And, you know, do anybody have any questions before we get started?
Nope.
Okay. So everyone listening, go to the first episode and let's go on an adventure. This episode of The Societies was edited by Kevin Perger and Alex Ramos, with an original score by Jameson Hornbeck-Wall and art by Brian Danger. It features the voice talents of Disney Dan, Alicia Stella, and Rob Plays. For more information on The Societies, go to Themed Alternative on YouTube or at Themed Alt on Twitter. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us for future adventures.